is Daf Ein Ches. So let's take it from the last line of Ein Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara had been discussing various ways to be able to create either a Pesach from one side of the Kosel to the other side of the Kosel through the Chatzeros, or a way to access the top of the Kosel. So we quote a series of statements in the name of Rav Nachman. So here's yet another statement. The Gemara says, again, last line of Ein Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Ziz Hayotze Mina Kosel Dalad Al Dalad. If you have a Ziz, some type of platform that's protruding from the wall, if it's Dalad Al Dalad, now you can't access it. It's a floating platform. V'niach Alav Sulam Kolsh, if you place a very small ladder, it could be as small as you want, to access the Ziz, it's Miyato. That's considered a Mir, that's considered a Pesach to go top. Rashi just explains here, V'niach Alav Sulam Kolshu. Afil Ein Barachbo Dalad, even though the ladder might be thinner than Dalad Tvachim, V'hemidu b'karka, you place it on the ground, v'samech rosha b'ziz, so now the ladder goes from the ground to the ziz, have kechad miut, it's as if it's one united miut, v'hare be'elyon v'arba, and since the platform on top has arba tfachim, kagon jain chavke hasulam muruchakim shlosha, and as long as the rungs are not three tfachim away from each other, so that is now considered one like platform, and has the access point from the ladder, and has the width of the ziz, that's necessary, that would also create a Pesach.
What can't be three tefachim away?
The rungs can be three tefachim away, otherwise they're viewed as separate items. But if it's within three tefachim, we view that as if it's continuous from the ground all the way up until the ziz. So then the Gemara says there is one caveat on this din, is v'lo amran ela de osvei ale. It's only true if the ladder is actually leaning on the ziz, on the platform. Aval osvei bahadei arufei arvache. If it's placed off to the side a little bit, that's not considered one mirt, since it's off to the side. And even though the ziz itself is four tefachim, since the ladder does not connect it to the ground, it's not considered a proper mirt, and that would not actually work. One more statement in the name of Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, Vamar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Kosel Tisha Asar, Tzarech Ziz Echad Latira. If you have a wall that's 19 tefachim high, so now if you place a ziz, it could be a very small, the height of it could be very thin. You place it right in the center, that's able to break up, below is going to be, let's say, 9.9 tefachim, and above will be 9.9 tefachim, and the actual ziz might be 0.1 of a tefach. That is able to, as long as you break up 10 tefachim below, 10 tefachim above, that's also a way to be considered a proper mute. So the Gemara then says that Rashi points out there has to be a sulam kol, so you have to be able to access it. It's also as long as there's a little ladder of any width connecting the ground to the ziz. So that's the din. So the Gemara then says, if, however, the kol is esrim, if it's 20 amos high, so then a ziz kol won't work because a ziz in the middle, you're still going to have 10 tefachim either above or below. In this case, you actually need tzarech shnei ziz. You need two platforms in order to break up the height of the kol, la tiro. And Amar Rav Chista v'husha ha'emidan zeh shelo k'neged zeh. The platforms cannot be on top of each other, because then if you're on top of one platform, you can't get to the other platform without coming around it. So the way the image has in the Masifti, the picture is, you're actually going up the side. So imagine this is the wall. You caught the ladder along the wall. There's a platform. And then another ladder that way to get to the next platform, as opposed to going up vertically. It's off really horizontally placed and accessing that way. That would be another way to access the top of the wall. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Huna, Amad Bereshis Rabim, Gavoa Asara, V'Rachav Arba. Let's say you have a platform, a pillar, in the Bereshis Rabim, that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So we know by now that's already considered Bereshis Yachid. But let's say, V'Nat Bo Yaseid Kolshu, let's say you stick a peg in the top of the pillar. It's a small peg. Miyato, that's a mute. It's a mute because since I can't use it, it's a little peg sticking up there. It's not a smooth area here. That area is no. Now it takes away the ability for me to use it. So it's less than 4 tefachim. That's not considered a rishis yachid. That's considered now a makom patur because it has less than 4 tefachim of usable space because the yaseid it gets in the way. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ada bar Abba, ubegavoa shlosha, must be where the yaseid is 3 tefachim high. But if it's less than 3 tefachim, we've already learned anything that's less than 3 tefachim is considered attached to the ground, so it has to be where it's a yase that's 3 tefachim above the ground, that's considered disruptive to the area on top, and only then would it be a mute. So then the Gemara says, Amar Abai v'Rava Damri Tamar, both of them hold Afa Pisha Ein Gava Shlosha, they think even if it's not 3 tefachim high, still it will be a disruptive, it will disrupt the usage of the Rishis Yachid, my time on, lo mishamish leib, and people are not going to use it. Even though it's close to the Tvachim, we're talking about lemaisa. Lemaisa, is a person able to use this flat area? No, because since that's a peg sticking up even slightly, that does ruin the ability to use it smoothly, and that would ruin it even if it's less than three Tvachim. So Rav Ashi says the complete opposite. He says, no, Amar, afiluk shagavoa shlosha. I think even if it's higher than three Tvachim, it doesn't disrupt it. Kavachomer, if it's less than three Tvachim, it could be as high as you want. A little peg there, that actually does not disrupt the usage of Rishis HaYachid. Why not? My taima. F shudder tali be'mita. You can hang something on a peg. You can hang whatever you want to hang on. A little hat, a coat, a jacket. So whether it's really high, that's still considered usable space. And he thinks the complete opposite, that a yasid of any height would not actually diminish the size, the property of this amud. So amr le rav acha b'rei di rava, le rav ashi. Malo kulo b'yasedos mahu. Let's say you have the top of the pillar, and you jam in a ton of pegs all over the Rishis Yachid. Now, one would have thought that ruins the ability to use it. So it should be pashut. This is not a Rishis Yachid. It's a Malkum Patur. But the Gemara asks a shaila, what would the din be in this case? So even though it seemed obvious to us, the Gemara is going to say actually it's the opposite. This actually would be considered a Rishis Yachid, even though it's full of all these pegs. Why? So the Gemara responds, Amalei, lo shmi lecha ha, did you not hear of this discussion? Ha damar Rabbi Yochanan bor, v'chu yasa mitztarfin la'asar. Let's say you're trying to make a bor that's 10 tvachim deep. So let's say, you know, you dig it only 9 tvachim. So, but part of the dirt that you're picking up, you're putting off to the top of the bor above it. So now you're able to combine the wall of the bor and the additional dirt, the mound of dirt on top, to 10 tvachim. So you could have, in theory, have 5 tvachim of depth, and 5 tvachim of the dirt above, adding to a total of 10 tvachim. So even though, again, the area is flat, and then you go up like the mound of dirt to get in there, that you've created 10 tvachim of wool. So now there's a long Rashi. I'm going to spare you going through the Rashi, but just like in terms of the height, you could add the depth to the height of the dirt, also going horizontally as well. So if I want to create 4 tvachim wide, so let's say the bore is only 3 tvachim wide. So I'm going this way now, the width. So now I can use the dirt on the outside as well to combine to the tvachim that I need the 4 tvachim, which is very strange. Going out that way. I understand the depth because I have the full depth. But in terms of horizontally, I have a dirt and I got a dip. There's a ditch. How am I able to connect the dirt on the outside to the hole in the inside? That doesn't make any sense. Again, if I'm going vertically, okay, I get it. I have walls. But horizontally, there's a pit in my horizontal usage. So the Gemara is going to answer. I'll just say it outside, then we'll read this inside. Gemara says, why are you able to combine in terms of the width, both the hole, the gap, and the dirt on the side? We're talking about where you place a board over. Now, when the board lies on top of that area, so now that's all one area that can be used. And the Gemara is going to answer, again, I'm sorry for saying this outside, but just because I think it makes it clear. So too, when the peg's on top of the amud, I can place a board on top, lying on top of the pegs, and then I can use it, the area, in a smooth way. So let's see that inside. So the Gemara again says, Amar Lei, Lo Shmi Lecha Ha, did you not hear Ha Damar Rabbi Yochanan Bor V'Chu Yasa, the pit plus the dirt on top now is Mitztarfin La'asara, Vama, and the Gemara, now Rashi adds in this long Rashi, and we're adding in now, so to the horizontal, you could add in the gap plus the dirt on the side, so Rashi says why, rather the Gemara says why, Vama, Ha Lo Meshamish, you can't use the horizontal with a big gap in the middle, Elamai Is Lechal Meimar, you're able to put a board over the ditch plus over the dirt, so you could use it even in the horizontal direction. Back to our case now. When you have the pegs on top of the amud, you could place a platform over them and use it, so that would still be considered a rishus hayachid. Fine. Gemara now says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kosel asara, if you have a kosel that's 10 tvachim high, tarech sulam arba asa latir. So this is a little bit tricky.
He doesn't have to put a board. If he wants, he could. So just the fact
exactly.
that he can, he just becomes...
The ability makes it, exactly. So Gemara now says, this is going to be a little tricky mathematically, so we're not going to try to explain mathematically what's going on here. Tosus points us out what Rashi means that people tried to explain. But the Pashup Shad, we're going to read just a very straight reading of the Gemara now, that Kosel Asara, if you have a wall that's 10 Tvachim high, Tzarech Sulam Arbasar Latir, you need 14 Tvachim ladder to allow for this to access it. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says 5 medium wide lines down, Sulam Arbasar, Shetzarach limshach ragli asulam. You need to move the legs of the ladder. If the ladder's up against the wall flat, it's going to fall right over. You can't climb such a ladder. There needs to be an incline. There needs to be a bit of a slope. So the wall is wedged, rather the ladder's wedged against the dirt, and the wall, in this way, it's stable. So Rashi says, again, tzarach limshach ragli asulam. You need to pull the legs of the ladder, arba me'akosa, four tfachim away. The fish'ein sulam zakav no'ach la'alas. You can't climb a straight ladder. It has to be away from the wall. So now the Gemara says that the wall is 10 tfachim high and the bottom is 4 tfachim away. So now we know mathematically this isn't the case here, but the Gemara says you need 14 tfachim together to the top. So even though this is 10 tfachim, this is 4 tfachim, we know that the diagonal is not going to be that long. It's going to be shorter than that. So Rashi may be estimated, or it could be whatever the calculation is. We're saying 14 berach, 14 tfachim is the length
how
together.
Far the bottom is from the wall.
No, the Rashi said 4 tfachim away.
Ah,
4 tfachim away. So we know the angle for sure won't be 14 tfachim. It should be less than that. But whatever the cheshbon is, the Gemara says that you need 14 tfachim to get to the top. So then the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, Afilu shloshasar mashu. Even if it's 13 and a little bit, that also suffices. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says afilu shloshasar mashu. Kishetimshoch raglev minakosa arba. When you move the bottom of the ladder four tefachim away, lo yeh rosho namach minakosa tefach. Because even with 13 and a little bit, still you won't be a full tefach away from the top of the kosel. The chayin delavi tefach less than ba. You have like a quarter of a tefach away from the wall. Again, the numbers are not accurate, but just go with it for now. So the ladder will get too close to the top of the wall, within a tefach of the wall, with a 13 and a little bit of a wall, a ladder that's sufficient according to Rav Yosef. Abai takes it one step further. Abai amar, afilu achanasar mashu. Even if the ladder is 11 tefachim in a little bit, that too will suffice. Why? Rashi here explains, achanasar umashu, kishetarchik raglav arba, he allows for a 3 tvachim distance from the top of the ladder to the top of the wall, then because you could apply lovet. And then one step further comes along with the Gemara of Huna Bered of Yeshua Amar, Afilu Shiva Masha, even if it's 7 tvachim and a little bit, that also is good enough. And Rashi here explains, Shiva Umashu, the Sirele Kirav Damar Lakaman, Sulam Zakov Mimait, Vizakiv Le Magia Lapachos Mishlosha. The Rosh Hakosa. We're going to see later on that Rav actually allows for a vertical ladder. You don't have to have it sloped. So a vertical ladder now, you have, if it goes straight up the wall, so it's 7 tvachim in a little bit. Now the top of the ladder is less than 3 tvachim from the 10 tvach high wall. That also would be a proper mute.
So the 3 tvachim is because it's considered lava to the top? Or?
Exactly, lava to the top, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Rav, Sulam Zakuf Mimait Gemara, V'loyadana Maitaima. Rav says, I have a Masorah, that a vertical ladder is actually able to be memait. That's a tradition of Gemara that I have. But later on in my time, I don't know why that works, because, again, you can't climb a ladder that's vertical, that's straight up. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, v'loyada, abba taima dahamilsa, mide, dava, itztava, al gava itzta. What's the problem? Just like if you have, we discussed yesterday, you have two platforms or two tables that are one on top of each other, so you have a ladder that's straight up. So in theory, I think the explanation could be, if the ladder is like nailed to the wall, you could climb a ladder that's straight. I remember when hiking in Eretz all the time, you have ladders to go down, they're like straight up the cliff, straight down the cliff. So if they're against the wall, you're able to climb up. It might not be as easy, you have to use your strength much more, but at the same time, it still works, and that's enough to create a pesach, a miut, over that wall. So Gemara now says, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Chia, the kolim.
It's the one top of this one was not good.
No, if it's a proper height, it is good. Yeah, within 3 tefachim from each other, we said it is good. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yechiya, the column sheba bavel, einam tzichin keva. The column is, date trees or something that were cut off, kind of like bushes. If you place them, that actually serves as a mute, my taima. Kvedam kvasam, since they're heavy, they're weighted. So that's going to establish a set makom, and that will be sufficient to create a proper mute. Rav Yosef, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Sulamos Sheba Bavel, Einam Tzichin Keva, he felt that in a similar way, the ladders made in Bavel were also somewhat heavy. If they were put down next to the wall, that would also create a mute. Maitaima Kredim Kavasan, the weight of the ladder was sufficient to establish a mute. So the Gemara points out, Man Damar Sulamos, Koshkin Dekalm. If you think ladders are able to be Kaveya, certainly Dekalm, because apparently Dekalm weighed more than the ladders, but vice versa, Man Damar Dekalm, if you think the bushes of date trees creates a mir, Aval Sulamos Lo, but the ladders are a little bit lighter, and that would not necessarily create the proper mute. So now the Gemara asks the question, Boi mine Rav Yosef me Rabba. Sulam mikan v'kashim b'emsa mahu. So you look at the picture, it's helpful, but it's not necessary. Let's say you have two narrow ladders next to each other. They're not dalet tvachim like what's needed, but in the middle you have the kashim. Kashim are what they call the chaff of the wheat, something, tvua, straw, that's made to fix the middle. So again, in the pictures it's helpful. If not, imagine you have two skinny ladders, and in between, combine them, you have made of straw rungs in the center of them. So now you've combined a strange type of ladder. So the Gemara says that that type of ladder made of wood on the outside and straw on the, down the middle, what's the din? Is that going to serve as a proper ladder to climb over the wall for halacha, for their Eruvin purposes? And the Gemara says, Amarle, ein kafa regel ola ben. No one is going to climb. When a person climbs a ladder, Rashi points out, you climb the center of the ladder. Since the center is made of kashin, it's made of straw of some sort, you're going to fall right through. It's not strong enough, so that's not considered a proper Pesach. However, if you have the opposite case, the Gemara says, if you have a kashin mikan, if the outside part of the ladder is made of straw, and mesulam b'emsa, and wood, a ladder is made in the center, maha, what's it in? There the Gemara says, Amrle, hare kafa regal olam mikan ben. People will climb the ladder, because the center, you always go to the center of a ladder, and since it's made of wood, even though the outside is made of straw, that actually works to create the proper Pesach.
What does it help you?
It just gives you the proper measurement that you need, the shear of the dal tvach. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, at the top of Amr Bezir, chokok, lahashlim b'koso b'kama. So here the images are very helpful. I didn't really chap what's going on until I actually saw the pictures. There are a few different pictures here. The one that makes the most sense to me, at least in mine, is in picture bays. I don't know if you could see it, if you have it in yours. But it's pretty much if there's like a sloped wall, and you have a ladder going up the wall, so then and the ladder is less than 4 tefachim. So what you do is you could carve into the wall steps as well for the width of the ladder, of the step. So imagine you have a skinny ladder going that way, but it's only 3 tefachim. So if you etch into the wall, carve out steps there on the side of the ladder, so now you have proper steps along the ladder, that creates the 4 tefachim. So that was a helpful image. I wasn't able to chop without that. So the Gemara says, Chokak lahashlim b'kosil b'kama, how much do you have to do? And the Gemara says, Amrlei basara. In other words, if you have a kosil that's 20 tefachim high, and the ladder goes 20 tefachim, but the ladder is only 3 tefachim wide, you have to now etch out 4 tefachim of wool. But that etched out 4 tefachim of wool only needs to go 10 tefachim. It does not need to go to the height of the wall. And Rashi explains why. Rashi says 2 lines down from the top, or really 3 times down, 3 lines down, ba'asara. Ad asar yeshlimo, you only need to etch out from the wall up until 10 tefachim. V'cheven d'ika b'gov asara rochav arba, since the bottom 10 tefachim have a width of 4 tefachim, have a base shir Pesach. You've now created the shir Pesach of 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. V'yavogav d'gavoa kosa tuva less than, but even though the wall itself goes even higher than that, we don't care. We need to just create a Pesach, and then as long as you can access the top of the wall, even though the ladder from that point is narrow, that's okay. So you have a Pesach plus an access point, all that together combines to what's necessary to climb over. So now the Gemara asks the question, okay, so let's say Amrlei, Chakaka kulo b'kosel b'kama. Let's say you don't even have a ladder. Let's say you have a wall, and you want to now create steps or create a ladder within the wall. You want to remove some of the stones. How high do you have to make it? In this case, Amarle, Mali Kamasa. You have to do the whole way up. There's no ladder to speak of here. You have to be able to access from the bottom to the top. So this ladder that's been etched into the walls must be from top to bottom. What's the reason? Why? By the other case, it's enough to do the first 10 tefachim, and here you need to do the entire height of the wall. So Amarle, Hasam Mistalik Le, Hacha Lo Mistalik Le. What does that mean? Because there, a person's able to access the ladder that's above the stones. That's why once you've hit 10 tefachim, you don't need to go any further. But the case where there is no ladder, where the wall itself is serving as a ladder, you're not able to access it unless you've made the ladder from top to bottom. If you just look at Rashi to reinforce this, Rashi says around 5 narrow lines down, Hasam Kiika Sulam, when there's a ladder in place, Magila Rosh HaKosel, where it reaches the top of the wall, Noach Lalosbo, there's an easy access point through the ladder. But there's a technical problem. Since it's not 4 tefachim wide, you don't have a halachic Pesach. That's why you need to make the bottom 10 tefachim 4 tefachim wide, just to create the shame Pesach. But the other case, where there's not even a ladder, that stone ladder, the wall ladder, needs to go from bottom to top. So now the Gemara asks the question, four lines down in Amud Beis here. Bai minei Rav Yosef mirabba. Asol le'ilan sulam mahu. So let's say you want to use a tree itself as the ladder to climb over the wall. What's the din here? And the Gemara says this is a tibarlu the Rebbe, tibarle the Rabbanan. It's a question both Rebbe and Rabbanan. Who's Rebbe? Who's Rabbanan? So Rashi points out it goes back to the halachas of placing an Erev Tchum in a tree, whether one's Konan Erev when you place in the tree. What was that whole concern? Because since Bein HaShemash, as we know, there's a din that you have to be able to access the Tchum. Let's look at Rashi together, see this inside together. Rashi says, Tibai l'Rebbe. It's around 15 narrow lines down in Rashi. Tibai l'Rebbe. Damar b'perak b'chol ma'aravin, and daf lamin beiz. Hanosin Erev Tchumim be'ilan kana Erev. The Hasan Taima, why? Mishum Miknei Shvisa Ben Hashmasha. So we know Erev Tchum establishes its acquisition. It establishes its makom Ben Hashmashas. The Dover Shu Mishum Shvus, that which is a Shvus that stands in the way, could go in Shemesh B'Mechubra to utilize that which is connected to the ground, the tree. Lo Gazer Ola Ben Hashmashas. It's only a Gzera to use a tree on Shabbos. And during Ben Hashmashas, they were not Gozer B'Makom Mitzvah. Aval Gave Erev Chatzeros. Time of Mishum Pesach, Mashul Echad Ayde Erev. But when it comes to by the way, he's reading ahead in the Rashi. So let's read the Gemara first, and we'll come back into the Rashi. No, we're here already. Let's read the Rashi. Fine, I'm sorry. So about Gave Erev Chatzeres. So maybe only by Erev Tchum. So since it's a Kinyan Ben Hashmashos, we could do away with the Gezer of using Mechubar. Aval Gave Erev Chatzeros, Time of Mishum de Pesach, Mashul Echad Ayde Erev. That there's an access point, there's a tree that connects the two Chatzeres together. If you can't use the chaserus together all of Shabbos, la pischa mikari. We're not care, but ka'ev chaserus. Our concern isn't only Ben Hashmashos. Our concern is all of Shabbos. But on Shabbos itself, I can't climb a tree. So maybe this Pesach should not serve as a Pesach and should be different than Erev Tchum. Meaning Erev Tchum, all we care about is Ben Hashmashos. Erev Chatzeres, we care about the entire Shabbos. So although Rebbe may have allowed placing an Erev Tchum on a tree, he may not allow a tree to serve as an Erev Chatzeres through Shabbos. That was a Shaila according to him. So if you look in the Gemara now to put this all together, the Gemara says again, you want to make and use the tree as a ladder, Mahu Watzadin, Tibai the Rebbe, who allows you to place an Erev Tchum on a tree, and Tibai the Rabbanan, who does not allow you to place an Erev Tchum on a tree. Why? The Tibai the Rebbe, Ad Kan Lo Kama Rebbe Hasan, Rebbe only allowed you to use a tree for an Erev Tchum, Kodavar Shumishum Shvus Lo Gazolov, they were Gozer, that whenever there was a Gzera of climbing the tree, that was not in place during Ben Hashmashos. Honey Mia Ben Hashmashos, Aval Kuliyomolo, but if it's something that you need to have it in place for all of Shabbos, like Erev Chatzeros, that he would not allow. Odima Afila Rabbanan, maybe the opposite. Afila Rabbanan, Pischahu, V'aryahu, the Ravi Aleh. Maybe, even Rabbanan, who are machmir by Erev Tchum, they would agree that this should work by Erev Chatzeros. Why? Because maybe the way to view a tree is that really it's a Pesach. It's a Pesach that I could climb, but it's a Gzera that's standing in my way. It doesn't allow me to, for technical purposes, a Gzera lest I break a branch. But halachically, this is actually an access point. During the week, I could certainly climb the ladder. It's really a Pesach. It's really a Shem Pesach. It's just there's a lion, if you will, an Aryeh who Duravialeh, and a lion crouching down in front, which is a way of saying there's a Gzera standing in the way. But halachically, fundamentally, it's a Pesach. So it's a question according to both opinions. Yeah, because when it comes to Erev Tchum, it's not about a Pesach. It's not about a... you don't need a Chalos Pesach. You have to be able to Halamaisa use it, access it. So it becomes much more Halach Lamaisa. Can I access it or can I not access it? As opposed to, I'm not trying to create a Chalos Shem Pesach when it comes to an Erev Tchum.
Versus over here whether you can access it.
Exactly, I think that's...
It's more accessible versus factual.
Exactly, right.
One is physical.
Right. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, okay, so that's one Shaila according to whether or not using a tree for a Sulam. Now the Gemara asks a second layer to this. Asol Ashera Sulam Mahu. Let's say you want to use an Ashera tree, which is Aser Bana. Can you use that to climb the ladder as a Pesach for Shabbos purposes? So the Gemara says, this is a question to Tibai the Rabbi Yehuda and Tibai the Rabbanan. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Who's Rabbanan? So if you remember, if you take a look in Rashi, a little bit further down the narrow lines, Tibai the Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Beperak Bechol Maravin BeGemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hanosin Es Eruve BeKever Kana Eruv. If you place an Eruv in a base kfaros, even though it's Aser, to get Hana from a mace and a Kever, you could still cone it. V'yafa Gav the Kever Aser Bana, even though it's Aser Bana, one would be allowed to, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, seemingly, what would he say by the Asherah tree, the Hana of climbing the Asherah tree? Rabbanan, who hold that you cannot place a Erev Tchum in a base kever, what would you say? By the Asherichi, which is also Aser Bana. So Gemara says, again, Asal Asherah Sula Mahu, Tibai Li Rabbi Yehuda, Tibai Li Rabbanan, Tibai Li Rabbi Yehuda, who again allows you to place an Erev Tchum in a base karos. The Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Kan Lo Kamar Rabbi Yehuda Hasam, the Mota Liknos base, Bais, Bisur Hana. El Hasam, he only allowed it by an Erev Tchum, perhaps, the Basar the Kana, less Erev. After he's established the kinin of Erev Tchum, he doesn't care about it being preserved anymore. He doesn't really care. It's all that moment when Be'esh Mashas kicks in, the moment of the kinin, that's all he cares about. But the ability to use it afterwards, he doesn't care about the Erev Tchum. So that first moment, it's established, and anything afterwards, it doesn't make a difference. So then the Gemara says, okay, again, where are we? Hasam de mutar liknos bais ba isur na. El Hasam, only over there, the basa de kanile erva lo nichale de lintar. He doesn't care to preserve it after it's been acquired. Odim, perhaps a filer rabbanon who say you cannot place an erv tchum in a base kraus, maybe only there, but here he would agree that it would work because pischu the arya de raviola here as well. The truth is the ladder is the tree is a ladder, the tree is a Pesach, but there's an Isser that's involved. There's an Isser. Fundamentally, this is a Pesach. Fundamentally, physically, this is actually a way to climb over. But there's an Isser that stands in the way that I'm not allowed to for technical purposes, for technical reasons. But therefore, it really does have a shame Pesach. So the Gemara says we're not sure.
Isn't that the worst thing?
Ain't a chanami. It might be worse.
But I was thinking a goy himself can't be mevatel.
Yeah, but that may not depend on who made the Asherah tree.
There can be a time where you can use it.
Depend who made the Asherah tree. Not that Yisrael made it. You'd made the Asherah tree, it wouldn't work.
No, it
but
wouldn't work.
I think as his point still makes sense. Ein echanami, there's a chilek that Asherah tree is fundamentally usher, while the climbing tree on Shabbos is Dirabanan. But still, in the end of the day, the Gemara still raises the question in both directions. So the Gemara then says, how do we paskin? Amalei ilan mutter v'asher asura. That we say a tree is mutter, and the Asherah tree would be usher. What would the difference be? Seemingly, the difference would be like, as I said, that one fundamentally, Asherah is intrinsically usher, and the tree on Shabbos is just for technical purposes. So the Gemara then says, Maskula Rav Chista Adraba, Ilan, Sh'isr Shabbos Garmlo, Nitzar, Asherah Sh'isr Davar Acher Garmlo, Lo Nitzar, should be the opposite, because how do you categorize the Isser? If it comes to the climbing the tree on Shabbos, that's an Isser Lagabe Shabbos, so that should affect any halachas of Shabbos of using for an Erev Chatzeros. But the Asherah tree, which has nothing to do with Hilchot Shabbos, why should the Asherah Isser affect my Hilchot Shabbos? So he thought maybe it should be the complete opposite, and the Asherah tree should actually be Mutter, and the Shabbos should be actually the Asr. So the Gemara says, now by the way, the Rishon asked the question, every Asherah tree is also an Isser of climbing on Shabbos. Right. In addition to the Asherah, you still have to climb it on Shabbos.
Right.
So different answers are given. So some say we're talking about a tree that's dried up. And a dried up tree may not be subject to the Isurim, or maybe it's Talish, it's detached. So it's detached now, so it's no longer subject to climbing Mechubar, but still is an Asherah tree. But that's what they deal with. But we're trying to view them as independent Isurim here. So the Gemara then says, Itmar Nami was said as well, Ki Asa Rabban, when Rabban came, Amr Rabbi Elazar, he quoted Rabbi Elazar, Amr La Adar say, Amr Rabbi Abo, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Kol She'isa Shabbos Garmlo, Usser. Anything that the Isser that stands in the way is an Isser, midin Shabbos, would be Usser. So the climbing of a tree attached to the ground would not be allowed, would not serve as a Pesach. But kol she'isser davar acher garmlo, something else, other Isser, davar acher garmlo, such as the Asherah tree, that would actually be mutter. And the Gemara concludes that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Masni Hachi, they taught that the Ilan, whether you could use a tree, climb a tree as a Pesach on Shabbos, is a plukas Rabbi Rabbanim. The machlokas by the Erev Tchum of using it on Shabbos is the same exact machlokas by Chatzeros. He does not think there's a chiluk. And by the Asherah, it's also a plukas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanim. What they say, by placing Erev Tchum in a base kvaros, they have the same machlokas when it comes to using an Asherah tree for a Pesach of the Erev Chatzeros. Okay, let's now learn the Mishnah. Actually, before I go to the Mishnah, there is an interesting discussion here when he spoke about above, about making an Erev Tchum versus Erev Chatzeros. So the din we know by an Erev Tchum, that Ben HaShemashel is lo gazu. Now, we don't say in general there's no gzera at all during Ben HaShemashel. Amir La'akum is mutter during Ben HaShemashel. But only if there's a tzarach mitzvah. There has to be a purpose for doing so. So the Rashba points out that I understand Erev Tchum, what's the purpose of Erev Tchum, that you could violate the gzera of the climbing on Shabbos is because it's a tzarach of going further, being able to walk further, to go here, shir, to go wherever I want to go. It's expanding my area of walking, so I understand the mitzvah. But the Rashba asks the question, what's the mitzvah of Erev Chatzeros? What's in my property, your property? So I'll stay my property, you stay your property. What's the tzarech mitzvah? And the Rashba says, because it's an Indian to be able to hang out with your friends on Shabbos, the mitzvah, the spending time on Shabbos, so for me and you to share Erev Chatzeres together, that's a certain tzarech mitzvah, the Rashba writes, which is just an interesting point on the dinim of one enjoying the Shabbos.
But bottom
okay.
line is, they can't use it with the Asherah then. But they, none of the cases, they, both the Asherah
no, but
the,
no,
they won't be able to share.
No, but the concept in general that that you're allowed to, even though that actual halacha ma'aseh, they actually can't,
right.
But...
Because they're stuck, they cannot go from...
They can throw over the wall or something like that.
Yeah, they could throw, but, that's right.
So then the Gemara, the Mishnah says as follows. Charetz, we were talking about before this, a wall, a coast, and now we're talking about a ditch in between. A charetz shebein shnei chateros. You have a ditch that's in between two different chateros. Amuk asara, it's a 10 tvachim deep. Rochav Arba, it's 4 tefachim wide. Ma'arvin Shnaim ve'ein Ma'arvin Echad. They are 2 separate chatzeros, and you can only make 2 independent eruvim. You cannot make 1 eruv because since it's a ditch of a Rishus Yachad in its own right, because once it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, that itself is a Rishus Yachad. That separates between the 2 chatzeros. Ein Ma'arvin Echad. You can't put them together. So the Gemara says, Afilu Malei Kasha Otevin. Even if you fill up with straw and other types of grains or whatnot, it doesn't serve as an area to be a bottle. That's very temporary, and it's still considered a breach. But afar otzrois, if you fill the ditch with dirt, with pebbles, with rocks, then marvin echad vein marvin shnaim. Now you've created one area, and that would only be allowed to make one eruv, and you cannot make separate eruvim because it's all one unit. So dirt and rocks become part of the ground. That's you've filled up the ditch. But if you use a kasha tevin, that would not fill up the ground. So then the Mishnah says, Nasan alav neser shirachav arba tvachim. You place a board to be able to walk over, like the ladders over the wall. Here you're putting a board to cross over the ditch. So then, if it's arba tvachim, v'chein, in a similar way, beiz gustaros zu k'neged zu, marvin shnaim. If you have two different, they have you know, these little platforms hanging out, you know, in a picture, over shisarabim. So if you have one tie of shisarabim, my platform, or my like porch and your porch, and there's a little gap over, but you place a little bridge connecting the two of them together. That's a board that's 4 tefachim wide. That would actually bridge the two porches together. That would be a similar din. So then the din would be, Marvin Shnayim, you could make either a separate Eruvim, Vimratzim, Marvin Echad, that would be able to make one. So that's like a Pesach, the same thing. Just like you have a ladder going over the wall, here's a board connecting the two together that don't make it one, but you have the option of making one or two. As opposed to if you fill the entire ditch up with dirt and rocks, there's no longer, you can't even speak of 2 chatzeros. Here, most of it's a ditch, and then there's one board over, so now you have the option of either making 2 separate ones, or that board can make it into one area if you so choose. So then the Mishnah says, however, if it's pachos mikan, marvin shnayim vein marvin echad. If, however, the board that's connecting the two is less than 4 tefachim wide, which makes it a not very usable access point, it's not really called a Pesach, and you would not be able to make it one, it would still remain as 2 separate chatzeros. So the Gemara is now going to comment, and we'll finish with this, that we spoke about what you fill the ditch up in order to be mevatel, the charetz, the ditch. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara rather says, v'teven lo chayetz. Is it really true? If you place teven inside the ditch, that won't be chayetz, it's not going to be mevatel, and it won't serve to bridge together the two properties. V'anantan, don't we have a Mishnah that teaches us? This is a Mishnah we're going to see tomorrow's daf, actually. Miteven shebein shtei chatzeros gavo asara tfachim, ma'arvin shnaim vein marvin echad. If you make a heap, a mound of Tevin, it serves as a mechitza. So if it serves as a mechitza to separate my property and your property, so why can we say it serves to fill up the ditch as well? How can it serve as a mechitza? Then should it serve to fill a ditch? What should the chilik be? And the Gemara says, no. There's a difference between creating a mechitza of Tevin versus filling a ditch with Tevin. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, le'inin mechitza, kuyama lo pligi davi mechitza. Everyone agrees to create a mechitza out of Tevin. That certainly does work, and therefore it separates the two chateros, aval in chatzita, to be choted something, which means to be mevata the Tevin to the ground. That's not so pashut, and only I batlei chayit, only the person, Rashi points out, if a person articulates, I want the Tevin to be batel here, it's going to serve as a chatzita, then it actually would cover the ditch up. Vilo, a person does not articulate that, the din would be vilo batlei lochayit, it wouldn't work because most people would eventually take the tevin out. So apparently there's a fundamental difference of creating walls versus filling up ditches. And that's the difference between this Mishnah and tomorrow's Mishnah. We will stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.